Two high-profile DUI manslaughter cases out of Destin are still making their way through the court system, but one of them is expected to go to trial as early as October. Judson Cunningham, age 32, of Destin, faces 14 counts relating to a March 2016 boat crash that killed two people and seriously injured three. Prosecutors say Cunningham was the operator of the stolen boat when it collided with the East Jetty of the East Pass. And Jackie Mott, age 35, of Valparaiso, is charged with 8 counts relating to a July 2017 boat crash near Crab Island. And Jackie Mott, age 35, of Valparaiso, is charged with 8 counts relating to a July 2017 boat crash near Crab Island. Authorities say Mott was driving the 22-foot Mako center console fishing boat just after midnight when he ran into a Choctahatchee Bay channel marker, killing one person and injuring two more. Both men are out on bond awaiting trial. Their cases went before Okaloosa County Circuit Judge John Brown on Tuesday morning, and both were continued, which means that their upcoming trial dates were rescheduled for a later date to give the state and the defense more time to prepare their arguments. Cunningham was arrested in August of 2016, but was released after posting a $120,000 bond. He was allegedly drunk when he drove the boat into the jetties, causing the deaths of 22-year-old Avery Hatchett and 22-year-old Anna Sorokina. His original trial was scheduled for November 28, 2016, but has been continued 21 times since then, something not unusual in a case involving deaths. Judge Brown on Tuesday agreed to again continue the case, which was most recently scheduled for a September 24th trial for one more cycle. Chief Assistant State Attorney Bill Bishop said he expected the case to go to trial on October 22nd. Cunningham waived his right to appear at his pretrial conference on Tuesday and was not in court. Mott, however, showed up to court and stood next to his attorney, Jay LaDon Durrell, as he asked for another continuance in his case as well. Authorities allege Mott was drunk and violating navigational rules last July when he ran his boat into a channel marker and killed 24-year-old Tony Jarob. Mott was taken into custody in March 2018 in El Paso, Texas, near the Mexican border. He was booked into the Okaloosa County Jail on March 17th, posted $56,000 bond, and was released 2 days later pending trial. His original jury trial was scheduled for May 29th, but has since been continued 3 times. Tony Jarob's father, John, expressed frustration that Mott was out on bond. John said he was working with the district attorney's office and investigators to help move the case forward. "We're really confused," he said, "and I want some sort of answer." Bishop said his office is, quote, "continuing to work as quickly as possible in the proceedings on this case."